You're listening to the show about hometowns on fire and lying books. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Why are you even doing that? We're not including it in the editing.
So I was talking to KT about this.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know.
Just about the start of the...
Yes.
Since we already had the recappy.
We have to... Either we have to figure out exactly what we were doing.
I can tell you.
Yeah, you know?
But then I'm using this as my recap. No, I won't
use... So, nope.
No, yeah, like...
calendar says no recap.
Well, what were you going to say, Eric? Like, did you come up...
I didn't know, like, I was just putting it out there, like, because, like, I don't even know if we're going to be able to match energy, and I just want to make it easy for KT.
Let's all be, like, goldfish.
Honestly, I think yes! we can... What's that?
Be like goldfish.
Be like a goldfish.
Like Ted Lasso. I can tell you what notes I took.
I was about to do that.
Mine are so lame.
That's a good idea, Abby. Go ahead.
Book into his pack and flashes angry eyes at Will. Rafina has Roscoe's key. Roscoe has zero gods or interest in gods. And I have something embarrassing to admit. The session before this one, when I wasn't going to be doing the recap.
Now recording.
Here's what my notes say. For 1:15:22, they say, Roscoe runs fast.
And that's it?
And those are three different notes.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Those are three separate notes.
I love that.
Yeah. Roscoe I had shared about Roscoe's unlikely speed.
Yes.
With this, like, expectation of, like, Roscoe is, this is going to be a chase scene through all of Bear Toggle.
Yeah, yep.
And then... Because I had him turn into a boar, it turned into just, like, running around in the fucking house.
It's wonderful, yeah.
I like to picture, like, a couple people on the street have stopped and are just, like, wondering at the noises and the shaking.
Yeah, there's, like,
there's, like
a dust coming off the windows.
There's a boar sound, like, presumably.
At the end of that episode, I said that. I said, I really want someone to write a story or do, like, describe being outside of that house while all of this is happening. Like, the glows and the flashes and the lights and the eyeball shooting past the window.
Splats on the window.
Yeah.
Well, here are my notes from last week, and I really think
that
we can just
pick
up.
That was Abby's idea, Adam.
Fuck you. She did.
She was right about, yes, Bathwack and Will... So first, it was the excellent Peter and the Wolf recap. And then Bathwack and Will were fighting over the book. Bathwack closes it, clasps it, puts it in his bag, flashed angry eyes at Will, and then took a deep breath. He said, it has to be lies. If it's not lies, it's here to manipulate us.
Mm.
And at one point, Bathwack said, I think both Bathwacks are me.
Oh, yeah.
Roscoe... when asked about the whole turning into a boar thing, pulled a Mystic River.
Mm-hmm. Blamed his change on Rafina.
Maybe Rafina's whip turned me into a boar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It did happen right after you hit me with it.
Mm-hmm.
And Rafina said, people keep accusing me of things I didn't do.
Yeah.
Oh, and then did you write down my sty joke?
No.
Yeah, you would just remember it. See? You didn't need to write it down.
And then the last note I took was Alex's voice got fucked up.
Yeah, so that's good, actually.
I have to find some way to bottle it, make it happen on demand.
But also, the other thing I just noted, I remembered and wrote down for tonight, was Roscoe was walking backwards out of the house while staring daggers at Rafina. So I say we start with this, and Roscoe...
Honestly, at this point, I'll probably keep some of that in and I'll just say, like, it has been a week. We had a fucking horrible technology issue and that will be helpful.
That way,
it's fine. Like, we can match it and it's great.
But
we're not going to get our Emmy then.
Our Peabody.
Let's do it. I think we can try. Okay, here we go. On the count of 3, 2, 1, and Roscoe keeps walking backwards out of the house as far as he can until it becomes a problem.
Yeah, well, that's like immediately, because you're going and then pop, there's a step and you're not looking because you're staring deep into the soul of Rafina.
And Rafina says, "Are you okay?"
Roscoe Floor. Don't ask me if I'm okay, because I am.
Are you all right?
No. I'm Roscoe the Floor. No.
And energy matched.
Oh, God.
Well, where are we going? What is the plan?
Can I say something? Like, if Bathwack is still in the house, can I, before Bathwack?
Only Roscoe's out of the house right now.
Okay. Well, before, if everyone else, is Rafina going after Roscoe?
Tentatively, yes.
Okay.
I'm looking around at my compatriots, though.
Okay.
Questioningly.
Well, Will is going to stop Bathwack before he walks out in the street.
Okay.
And just say.
How are you stopping me?
Just putting his hand.
Taser.
Yeah, taser. I'm trying to kill you. I'm just putting my hand up like, you know, like a normal person. I'm not.
Can you just hold up your hand?
All right, yeah,
sure.
Sure.
I'll stop. What?
Oh, sure. Well, it's because I'm not just stopping you and standing there like, move me, bitch, or something like that. Like,
I didn't know if you're actually going to, like, you know, push him or like,
no, he's,
you know, I was just curious. Yeah.
Like, he's going to say something, but my brain is not moving fast enough to actually say something, but he wants to say, make sure you keep the book safe. And I'm not sure that you're the one that should be carrying it.
What? What are you talking about, Will?
I was holding it. I'm the one that got it open because I'm the one that dared Roscoe to open the book. If it weren't for that, nothing would have happened just now. And that book is super important. You might not think it's important because of whatever the fuck you saw in it, but it is important. Okay? My sister is in there.
Yeah, I should definitely be holding it. Thanks, Will. I'm gonna walk out the door.
Does Will's jaw drop like KT's jaw drop?
Yes. Yes. Ooh, because he doesn't even care that I said that. Okay. Here we go.
It's on.
Yeah. Oh, it is very on.
No, Bathwack's still very much. I mean, you don't. Who cares? I mean, who cares what he actually is? This is how Will perceives him.
Everybody, first of all, cares.
No, but I mean, like, he just saw something pretty horrible, and that's really all he's thinking about. And unfortunately, that means he's not really hearing you. All he heard is that you feel like you should have your hand on the book because you should. And so clearly he should just hold on to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's good. I love it. I'm just typing something because I'm preparing for something.
KT and Alex are in a fight right now.
Nope, not at all.
Yeah, very much. Yeah, everyone, I wish I could tell you what was really going on. I mean, between KT and I. I mean,
Maybe KT hired the guy at the Acme on Friday who told you to watch.
Oh, gosh. What? I was going in the grocery store to buy, like, a milk before the storm. And I walked by some guy who was standing right by the like, automatic doors. And just as I walked by him, he says, "Better watch your back."
Ew, what?
I was like, whoa, okay.
Sounds like something Will would do.
He probably had like a leaf on his back.
Maybe there was a praying mantis.
Oh, there was a serial killer. It's like the guy tailing the girl in
high
the car,
beams.
Flashing
beams.
The high beams.
Scary stories to tell in the dark.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I probably went through that electric door, and then he like tackled the guy behind me. Right?
Yeah. What a nice guy. God,
you heard
an
Uzi like a couple seconds later.
Thanks for hiring him, Will.
Oh my gosh.
No, remember, it's KT that did that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Man, it's hard to keep you guys straight.
Oh no.
Maybe well, some would say that. It's impossible to keep them straight.
Waka waka.
All right. Bathwax walking out the door. He's just going to walk around you and go out the door. He's got the book in his pack. He's okay. not flashing angry eyes at you anymore or anything like that. He's just moving on.
It's just Rafina and Will in the house.
Well, Will's at the door. Will is at
I was thinking
door.
Rafina left.
Yeah, Rafina.
I was following Roscoe.
Yeah.
But I also I sort of gave, questioning eyes to my compatriots.
Yeah, so I guess Will's just the last person at the door, and he his jaw did drop, and Bathwack walked away, and he closes the door and follows.
Okay. Yep. All right.
Look, I don't know where you guys want to go now, what your business is, or where it's going to take you, but I'm just going to say this. I want to get the hell out of Bear Toggle as soon as possible. And so, whatever you need to do here, I will help you do it as quickly as you can. And then I'm out of here. And if you want to come with, you can.
Oh, thanks, Roscoe. That's so nice.
You got one day.
Oh, crap.
Whoa.
Okay, guys.
Oh, no. I have one day or Roscoe will run away. Whatever will I do?
You think just because I'm an old mustard-stained man that I don't know what sarcasm is?
I don't care if you know what sarcasm is. Anyway, what are we doing? I think we need some rest.
Keys. Oh, no, it's too early to rest. Look what time the sun just came up.
If we are about to go battle some kind of entity in under a freaking lake, I think we need to, do something.
DM, do we feel rested?
You'd have to refer to your character.
Right, exactly. I don't.
I could use at least a short rest. And also, what's this about an entity under a lake? What the fuck are you guys talking about?
How do you not know this, Roscoe? You've been with us for 20 minutes.
I don't think you guys have talked about this.
Right, no, not at all.
10 of those minutes were spent in a poop room, so.
Right, yep.
But,
exactly.
So, does this ring any bells for Roscoe? Would Roscoe know of any kind of entity that is worth fighting under a lake?
Well, we know that Roscoe
is
not interested in God. So, like, even if someone had mentioned, he probably would have just sort of tuned it out.
You have heard rumors of a dragon, and some of those rumors have been tied to the lake.
Hmm.
That's, I would say, about it.
Okay.
Oh, rumors and legends. Everyone around me interested in rumors and legends and entities under lakes. Look, I don't give a shit anymore. If you want my help fighting some water creature, I'll do it. But again, you got one day.
How do we get
one day or else Roscoe is going to leave. That's you.
Correct. That is me. You're right.
Yeah, but now, I'm being sarcastic about you now.
Yes.
So, are you hurt?
To the core. And he looks around for Shimi. he's like, where the fuck did Shimi go,
roll
you guys?
Perception check.
Ugh. I love Roscoe so much. Okay. A natural one! First roll of the night. There we go. My
I'm just blocking your entire field of view.
Yeah. Honestly,
everywhere you
mentally,
look,
honestly, that's the thing. He might be looking for Shimi, but really what he's doing is he is very distracted. So he doesn't. You can have a negative effect if you want to go ahead. I love. That. Okay, cool.
You only have eyes for Bathwack. Sounds negative enough.
Whoa. Yeah. All right. Shimi is gone, right? So does that mean we don't have to watch him anymore? Can we,
check on him?
I'm sure we'll run into him on the way. Let's go back to that magic item store and get those boots.
What? Right, Bathwack, sure. Let's just go get those boots.
Thinking about these boots, Kenny.
No.
Where?
Well, I don't care what you guys are doing, but that's where I'm going.
Whoa.
Oh, jeez. When's the last time we saw Shimi, by the way? Has Roscoe seen Shimi?
I don't think so.
No, Shimi was with us. Yeah, he was with us all the way to the house, and then we sent him out of the house.
That's true. You did meet Shimi.
So he knows who Shimi is. Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, I don't know if he knows Shimi's name, but yes.
Right before.
We met Roscoe right before the house in the town.
Shimi was there.
Shimi went into the house with us.
Top of the wormhole.
And then I sent him away. Yeah.
Okay. Gosh. Okay, got it.
Yeah, that was the last point on that little balcony thing.
Yeah.
Great.
I'm... No, I'm not very perceptive. I'm somewhat perceptive. Do you want me to look for him? Well, looks like Bathwick has an errand. Want me to go looking for him?
Yeah, Bathwick, what do you think you're going to do? How are you going to get those boots?
Yeah, aren't they really expensive?
They are.
What are these boots?
I'm going to sell my axe. It's worth more than enough.
Good luck, Bathwack.
Do we see your axe right now? Have I seen you fight with the axe?
He's axeless chaps. I don't fight with it.
Axeless chaps.
I have a hard time believing that boots would be more valuable than an axe in a fight against a water animal.
Well, these boots make you fly.
Oh, great. We're going under a lake. Let's make sure we're able to fly in the sky. Sarcasm.
How does Will feel about that?
Will loves that.
Maybe
I need those boots, Roscoe. I'm going to go get them.
Bathwick. He's going to go get them, guys. I think we should go with them. But quickly, because I want to put keys into the dam.
No. This is weird. As far as Roscoe's known, for as long as Roscoe's known this group, Bathwack has seemed pretty, like, level-headed and rational. Yep. Yep. I mean, albeit with a, weird Good Samaritan streak that rubs Roscoe the wrong way. But this is, he's not actually giving any reasoning for wanting these boots. So Roscoe would like to do a... I'd like to determine whether there's some kind of like magical effect on Bathwack making him.
So I can you can convince me either then Arcana or Insight.
Convince me.
Okay, it is pretty. Me framing it as being interested in a magic check is more. That's more me than Roscoe. Mm-hmm. That was meta. That was kind of. So I will go for an Insight roll.
Okay.
Ugh. That is a 7.
When the rolls don't serve the fucking story.
You think it could be magical?
Oh, then I'll do an Arcana check.
Hate it when the rolls.
Okay. You've convinced me.
All right, here goes.
Yep, I knew that was coming. Yes. I knew it.
A natural one? No way.
I absolutely knew that was going to happen.
Oh, my God.
Now, what is your approach to net ones? Do you have a kind of a philosophy or a way of like...
No.
He sometimes does negative effects.
With a natural one Arcana check, you think that you draw... You're like... People act weird sometimes when they're cursed. Oftentimes, a curse comes from a specific magical item. You think that either... And for some reason, these two connections happen in your mind. You think it's either the axe he's trying to sell or the boots he's trying to buy that have cursed him.
Okay.
Into making him want the boots.
All right. Well, Roscoe looks... at Bathwick's face for a moment, and he does that that GIF meme of the woman doing math and all the equations in the sky, floating in the air, and in his head he's like, "Well, if it's either the axe or the boots, and either of them is cursed,
then I guess it's a wash. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, Bethwick, all right. Nose talking. Yeah, all right. Let's go get these fucking boots.
Yep.
Bethwick pulls out the axe to show Roscoe. I mean, look at this axe. Like, I mean, this must be worth a fortune. It's I don't know. I think it looked pretty fancy before, right? I can't remember exactly what it looked like, but
yeah, it's a great axe. Looks like it could be real useful in a fight against a giant jellyfish.
Sorry. It's an axe that's really good at attacking plants.
So unless it's worth millions,
made out of a tree.
Can we please hurry up and buy this? Because I want to put the keys into the lake.
All right, yeah, let's go. Let's go get this done.
Okay. So you all turn towards the way that store is. You all remember, right? Your characters do, just like I do. And all of you notice a little bit of a kerfluffle going on up ahead. So it looks like someone is being, or has been, apprehended by someone who's being dragged along. And this person is protesting loudly.
Oh, no.
I didn't do nothing! No, let me go!
Oh, my God.
And you can see, yes, it is, in fact, Shimi. Doesn't look like he's with the guard. It's just, like, with some dude.
Oh.
But it's a big, kind of burly dude. And he's dragging him along and arguing with him, not being nearly as loud as Shimi is in his protestations. But they're not coming towards or away from you. They're sort of crossing a street down the direction you're going.
Now, did you say this was a kerfuffle or a kerfluffle?
Yeah.
It's very fluffy.
I think you said kerfluffle.
Who are you, Abby?
I actually thought the real word was kerfluffle.
Really?
Wait, no, I don't. Oh. No, I don't think that. When I said it, I realized I don't.
Kerfuffle.
But we kerfluffle.
I probably said kerfluffle.
You did. And also, one of my favorite jokes in Community is when the dean euphemizes race riot as race kerfuffle.
Race kerfuffle. Amazing.
So yeah, that's happening up ahead.
Oh God. Great. All right.
Does Roscoe recognize the big burly guy?
No.
Wait a minute.
Fucking history check.
It's not our way to go over there. Let's go get him out. Let's just get him out of this mess.
I immediately change into a guard uniform based on what Halula's wearing, and I dress myself up like that and put a face on. Gosh, have we seen any guards? Have we seen anyone that works here at all? Okay, I look like Kevin James as Paul Blart. That's I look like Kevin James dressed in a bear toggle guard uniform, and I go right up.
How many people are there? There's this
just
big guy
and him.
That's it? Just the two of them?
Uh-huh.
Oh, all right. I'm going to go up behind
you. Pull out your axe and your sword.
It's everything I can do to not just clothesline him right now. Anyway. Go ahead.
I go up.
Oh, I didn't take nothing. You can't prove anything.
I take out my billy club and I swing it around. I'm like, all right, what's going on here?
And the guy wheels around. Oh, finally! A member of the guard. I've been looking everywhere. Where have you fuckers been?
There's a little
pay your salary, sir!
Excuse me, there's a little thing called the Sooty Gang. Have you heard of them? Trying to battle them by myself, if you know what I mean. The short-staffed as fuck, you know what I'm saying?
Well, meanwhile, this good-for-nothing whippersnapper is...
Are you old, sir?
Is lifting merchandise from my store.
Holy fucking shit. I grab Shimi's collar and I try to pull him away from him.
I didn't do anything.
You are going right into the slammer.
You don't have any proof I didn't do shit.
It doesn't matter. Kids lie all the time. And I just start dragging him around. All
right, he tries to get away from you.
And I try.
Does Shimi see the rest of us?
Yeah, I know.
I'm not sure.
I'm going to grab his other arm.
Why didn't you roll a perception check on yourself then?
Well, I don't know where you guys were, actually.
I was behind Will.
We were all creeping up, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was behind town guard person. And I'm going to grab his other arm if that's fine with you.
Will is feeling a little feisty, and he's like, hey, sir, I've got this.
To Bathwack, yeah.
Because this burly guy, he's trying to get him on his side. He's mad at Bathwack.
Now, where do you think you're going? I deserve compensation for what he stole.
All right, well, you're going to have to give me a bulleted list, okay?
Well, there's just one thing. It's easy. I'll give it to you right now, and I demand that you do not take this boy out of my sight until I get what I am owed.
Excuse me, that is not how crime works in Bear Toggle, if you know what I'm saying.
I don't. I've been looking for 2 hours to find one of you people.
Where the fuck have you gone? I've been paroling this place this whole time. Paroling? Patrolling?
Paroling.
Paroling.
I don't know. I'm on
Everybody
parole.
In this neighborhood was in jail. And I was just letting them go with
I've been
certain conditionals.
This place. I've been patrolling this place all night. Where's your store, sir?
I'm winking at Shimi. I was trying to do that.
Okay. Yeah, you've gotten a wink from him in return, so he does seem to notice you.
Okay.
The DM told me to roll a perception check as Shimi, and I did.
Nice.
Rafina says to Beth, like, you've got something in your eye? What's wrong?
This little cretin, he stole a filter of love from my potion shop, and he chugged it down.
Oh my
filter
God.
Of love? A filter of love?
Mm-hmm. PH.
Oh.
That's cool. A term.
Neat.
I didn't. ILTER, really?
Yep.
Cool.
I don't want to print my homepage.
Wait a second. He drank it?
Yep. He drank it there, right in the store, and ran off. I caught him. He thinks he's fast. He's not that fast. Can't outrun Boris.
Well, how much is that worth?
It's 90 gold. Well, I could.
And he. Shimi scrounges in his pouches. I've got 10.
Well, then I'll be needing 80.
You have to give me a list of the stuff, and then we can.
I just did.
Yes, but documented on a piece of paper. Where's your store,
nope,
sir?
Give me the kid back.
I'm giving him a blank note card and the pen from my pack. So you can document it for Will.
Fine, here!
He scrawls something down and hands it to you, Will. Or tries to, anyway. Holds it out.
I get my pen back.
Not yet.
All right, where's your address? I need all your information so that I can get back to you when I get this child to jail.
It's Boris's potions! You know where it is!
Listen.
Patrick really wants Will to just pay this guy. Meet all the conditions.
But a town guard wouldn't do that.
Yeah, that would be a little sketchy.
You got to go through the proper channels, the bureaucracy.
Exactly.
Man.
That's exactly what I'm relying on.
Yeah.
We got to make sure we have this list so we can bring it down to Tanya down in the office. And...
Well, all right. Well, let's fill out a report then.
Exactly.
Where do you have a form?
It's right there on the note card. They were just having me fill one out, sir.
This is blank.
Sir, I'm turning
Wait, you brought
Will.
The blank note cards? What the fuck? Wait, who is
These
this guy?
These don't look like guard.
Yeah, exactly. This guy's trying to trick me? Who are you? I say to Bathwack.
Trying to help you out, man. I mean, sir.
Yeah, I don't think you're helping me out at all.
Well, now you guys aren't getting along.
I mean, go stand next to the other guy. This guy needs his money. I mean, he's been robbed.
Yeah, well, what am I supposed to do about it? I only make, like, 3 gold a week.
And that comes from my store's earnings.
Whatever, man. I hate hearing about people like you complain the same fucking complaint all the time. My taxes pay your salary. I'm doing the best I can,
well,
okay?
Well, so am I, but this kid stole my potion.
All right, well, I got the list, and if you put your contact information on this card, I'll get back to you.
I want an official form. What's your badge number?
9.
Rafina casts suggestion.
On Will.
No.
Pay him.
I know it wouldn't work if I cast it. It would be a wasted spell if I cast it on him. I cast it on the guy.
Okay, go ahead.
You are satisfied. These are not the droids you ordered. You are satisfied with the bureaucratic workings of your town and trust that this will be resolved in due course. So you go away.
All right, I got to make a wisdom save. Boris does, rather. That is a 19.
Damn it.
Who are you to tell me what to do? You don't even have your right uniform on. Who do you got working for you? You paying these guys on the side to do your job poorly?
Wait, she rolled a 19?
No,
oh, you
did.
Rolled a 19.
I did!
Wait, okay, explain just what just happened. Oh, she tried. Oh, he saved against it.
Yeah, I did.
I'm sorry, it.
Okay, and what did you
I
say?
I am not satisfied. These aren't the droids I'm looking for. The droids I'm looking for is 90 gold.
Well, listen, sir, we can only do
Why
what we can do.
Why are you making fun of me now? This wasn't your voice a minute ago.
This was my voice the whole time. What do you think, I'm putting on a voice?
It might have been. I'm a little irate.
Yeah, calm down.
Okay. Now, you got my money?
No! I told you how much
then
I make.
Then give me the boy. I'll get him to someone who will pay me what I'm owed.
Oh, what do you mean?
I mean someone from your organization who knows how to do business.
Business? This is... this isn't a business.
Life is business!
I've seen you around... this will be deception. I'm going to say to Will/Guard Will... I've seen you around town, you know, shaking things up and extorting money from people. Don't lie to this man. You have plenty of money. Just pay him for what he needs. I'll roll deception if I have to.
Wait, so who are you trying to deceive?
The guy.
Boris? I'm lying. I'm straight up lying. I'm trying to get Will to just pay him so that we can move on. Because I know Will has plenty of money.
Okay, so you're not lying, but wait. Oh, but you're lying about
lying
where he got the money.
Because Will
from...
is pretending to be a guard, yeah. So I just made up a story.
Okay. Well, we'll see if he's. Well, you have to roll deception. He rolled a 21 insight. Boris Jeez. Is on fire.
Whoa.
Oh, well, that's a 26.
Ooh.
You see, you're all corrupt.
You must be talking about my twin brother.
Did you hire this guy to steal this love potion for you? Is he gonna throw it up in your mouth later?
Oh my god, this is disgusting. You think that I'm like all those guys that take bribes and stuff? Who is this guy?
See, you're full of these. You gesture to a whole group of them.
What?
These bribe-taking guards.
Yeah,
I've heard the stories.
I'm not one of them.
Give me my money.
Boris? Wait a second. I know you, Boris. I know this name. I've read about you in the papers. Didn't you have some sort of scandal about diluting your potions? Was that you?
That was my dad.
Oh, but at the same store.
Boris's
Jamie,
potions.
Do you feel all right? Jamie, do you feel all right? We might have to take you to the magical hospital. What's that called?
I don't know.
He's poisoned!
We've got to get him out of here!
Roll a deception check.
We just should pull this kid in any. This guy is going to be like, what?
We have to cut him in half and share it equally.
Yep, everyone wants a piece.
Damn it.
All right, insight from him.
Not my best day.
That's a 16.
Okay, wait, so he failed? Wait,
no,
I don't know what's going on. Okay.
I feel like I should get to roll performance for that. I had gestures and everything.
You've convinced me.
Here we go. It's not any better in terms of bonus.
That's a 13. Not good enough.
Wah.
You take him wherever you need to once I get paid.
He's gonna... Oh, forget it.
That was Abby.
Yeah, it was.
What's Roscoe doing?
Yeah, Roscoe, save us. Roscoe!
Roscoe is not here to save you guys.
I was talking about the dog.
Yeah.
Yes, really.
Okay. Well, the dog might be interested. I mean, for Roscoe, I would hazard to say that on some level, the mention of a filter of love unsettled something deep inside Roscoe, much the way other things have been unsettling him deep inside. Mm-hmm. And then when Will improvised the name Tanya at some point, mm-hmm. that further unsettled him. And he is, I think he just wandered away, like 20 feet away and just sat on the ground.
Aww.
He's just like playing with Roscoe. He's just like cuddling Roscoe and just kind of watching you guys, but not very, with a lot of interest.
You're starting your short rest you requested earlier.
Yep.
Yes, if I can get a short rest in here while this big argument is happening.
Might take an hour. We'll find out.
Hour.
Roscoe's happy to like help fight a water dragon, but he is not interested in arguing with Boris.
Yeah.
Sorry, everybody. This might have been a good opportunity for Roscoe to like prove his mettle to
the
party.
No, it's all good. I like
in
it.
In terms of being a part of improvising a solution to a problem, but he just doesn't give a shit.
We're doing great.
Boris wouldn't stop rolling so well.
No, Boris.
Come on, Boris.
Maybe what Roscoe can do, you know what he will do? He will instruct Roscoe to run up and attack Boris. Like, just start nipping at his heels.
Okay. All right, so, yep, Roscoe the dog runs right up to Boris and starts, Hey! I sound just like this dog! Stop it! Get away from me! Sir, kill this dog! Get him off of me!
I don't like dogs! I'm afraid of dogs! I'm talking like Roscoe now, apparently. I'm afraid of dogs!
You're making fun of everybody in this street!
No, I didn't actually talk like that. I was just saying I'm afraid of dogs. I don't like this! I'm backing up. Is he holding Shimi at all? Can I back away from him?
He is not currently holding him.
Okay,
no,
I want to back away from him with Shimi if I can. And if I can send a message in Shimi's head that says, do you still have the bottle or whatever?
Okay. Shimi says yes.
Okay, well, I'm going to try to get it from Shimi, like, you know, I'll gesture.
Okay, yeah, he'll pass it to you.
Okay.
Discreetly.
Okay, I don't know if anyone else is doing anything, but...
Get this dog off of me! Get him off!
Can I cast...
Stupid mutt!
If no one else is doing anything, may I cast Creation? And create, like, something that I think might look like the potion? Oh, God. He didn't describe it.
Nope. You have to guess.
Yeah, I guess I could take more time. I mean, I guess feasibly, does it make sense to ask Shimi what color the potion was?
He's being thoroughly distracted by Roscoe the dog. You think you have a few more seconds, sure.
Okay, I ask Shimi, what color was the potion, you fucking idiot?
It was like a light pink and very bubbly.
All right, I cast creation. It says soft good, well, it says...
Yes, you can use creation to make a liquid.
All right, cool. And I put that in the thing, and then I... Mm-hmm. I mean, what's happening? Like, I'll tell you what I plan on trying to, like, maybe make it... Like, I don't want it to break, but like, I'm gonna try to make it be like, well, wait a second. Oh, actually, you know, I could just pull it from his pocket. Never mind. I don't even need to make it fall or anything. I'm just gonna pull it out of his pocket.
Uh-huh.
And like, I don't even know if the guy's looking at me. I'm gonna try to time it
He's
so that when the guy's
looking at the dog right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I'll wait to see what the dog does, I guess. Like, if the dog
He's
just
still
handles
harassing
it,
him.
I mean, is he gonna get hurt?
Like, it doesn't look like he's actually being hurt, no.
No, the dog. Is the dog going to get hurt?
Oh,
or?
The guy's trying to kick at it a little bit, so maybe.
Okay, well, I mean, if I think that we can just make a, like, walk away, I don't know. Maybe we just walk away while the dog is...
Where do you think you're going?
Well, I mean, look at what I just found in his pockets! And I pull out the vial.
Give me a deception check with advantage.
Okay.
That's what happens when you spend a fifth level spell slot. You get advantage. That's a 23. And then you got a 24. So okay. We'll say 24. Nice. And we'll do insight for Boris. You can't beat it. And he rolls a...
Nice! Yay.
Well, that's all I wanted! Give it here!
Listen, sir, I'm going to have to levy a fine on you because you have caused a ruckus ridiculous situation.
I'm so sorry.
That is a 10 gold fine, sir.
Okay.
I hold my hand out.
Okay, here. It's just been a very hard month. Sales have been down. My dad, he would have been so disappointed in me.
Oh, KT feels bad, but Will's just holding his hand out.
He's rummaging through his pouches. Oh, here, take 12.
Dad, the faker of potions?
Yeah, he was a terrible man in terms of his business morals, but he also was mean to me, so...
Oh!
It's sort looks of...
disgusted with Will.
Oh!
I thought you were going to say with Boris.
No, no.
We're going to adopt Boris and bring him along with us.
Will,
please don't. My throat can't handle it.
Oh, no.
Says Eric.
Throat? Oh. Nice.
This is like that character I played in a
oh, that's
play
true.
In junior year. No,
the bear.
Senior year.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Circus the Chekhov. Mm-hmm. I played the bear.
You lost your voice every night. I remember that.
Oh, gee, Jorn, yay. Oh, gee, Strotsky, yay. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
The whole thing was in Russian?
No, it was based off of Chekhov.
Yeah.
Chekhov's works, though.
Mm-hmm.
So we had some Russian
cool.
references in it. Anyway. Bloop, bloop, bloop,
bloop, bloop. I got 12 gold from him, and he was uh-huh. saying, he's saying sad things, and Bathwack's disgusted with Will, and Will is cold. He's like,
uh-huh.
That's right, sir. 12? Wait, no. Wait, all right, fine. I'll take the 2 if you want to bribe me for not reporting it. I don't know.
Like, no, I just feel bad that I... Thank you for... I'm sorry, son. I thought you... I mean, I guess you did
yeah, maybe
steal
I'll give the 2 gold
the
extra
potion.
To him, and I'll just take the 10 in the fee, because I don't want to pay the fee. You are the one that caused a... scene here, sir.
It's just been I need to get back to the store. I mean I don't think I am, but I'm probably missing sales, so
I feel so bad.
I'm sorry, everybody. Sorry. He's like gesturing to like anybody that's looking.
This poor guy.
Boris's potions open 18 hours a day, 7 days a week. Please, any potions you have
hours.
A need for, please come. I'm there all the time.
Oh my god.
Anyway, goodbye. Boris's potions, the only potion in town, potion
test
store in town.
Test the concentration before you buy.
That was my dad. That's slander. Don't write it down or it's libel.
All right, if you shout anymore, I'm going to have to fine you some more for more, you know, public
okay.
ruckus
goodbye.
Causing.
Yes.
Goodbye.
And he starts going away.
Goodbye. Everyone go back to your business. And I like smack Shimi on the back of the head and I stride away from the whole group as if I'm going off on mm-hmm. a patrol. I gave 2 gold to Shimi, by the way, so
okay.
It's pretty cool. Sweet. He got away with that scot-free!
As you're striding away, Will, a woman rushes up to you. Please, sir, do you have a moment?
Sure.
Please.
What? Shut up! What is it?
Ever since the staircase has collapsed yesterday, my son's been missing. I've been looking for a member of the guard forever. You're the first one I've seen. Can you please help?
Oh, God. I have to file all this paperwork from this guy over here.
But
or
please,
maybe
sir,
not, maybe...
I don't know where he is. My little Otis.
Otis? Is it a
yes?
dog?
What?
I was thinking that.
No, I said it's my son.
Oh. Great name, Will says.
What?
Well, so...
What do you mean?
What? Who are you, ma'am? And Will looks a little afraid. Like he's
Rafina?
Like trying to be bossy at Rafina, but then he can't help it but be a little intimidated.
Easily, no roles needed, you can tell.
Yeah.
Whether Rafina notices, that's up to her, but you could totally
she
notice if you want to.
Oh. Okay, I guess that's my, Will looks around like at the group, like wondering if they're looking at him. I guess that's my job here. Yeah. What do you want? What is what?
I don't know. He was going to the race, and I don't know if he's hurt or under the rubble or if he's scared somewhere. I don't know.
Oh shit! Wait, how old is he?
He's 12.
Oh no.
What's this about stairs having fallen? Is that something Roscoe would have been aware of?
Yeah, totally. So there's the grand staircase. There's this big switchback stairs that go all the way up the face of the dam. And there was a big event yesterday, 2 days ago.
Yeah, I know.
I think it was yesterday.
I think it was yesterday.
Yesterday maybe. Morning.
Yeah.
There's the grand staircase foot race where people have a foot race up and then back down the stairs. And there was a big to-do. The Arbiter of Bear Toggle fell and smashed to the ground. There was something going on. There was a big fire at the top, and the staircase itself collapsed.
What did you say about the Arbiter?
That's like the mayor of Bear Toggle. They fell from the top of the dam and smooshed on the ground below.
Is that why the Arbiter has been... He's like sick or injured or something?
That's the Grand Arbiter.
Okay.
In Carnivar?
That's like the president. Yeah. And yeah, they're in Carnivar.
So if the regular Arbiter is on the Grand Staircase, what staircase does the Grand Arbiter do?
The regular one.
Wow, very humble.
Super duper grand.
Topsy turvy.
It's like a simile.
Does anyone else hear this? Because SATs. Will only slightly cares, but like is trying to not... Listen to this lady.
Please, sir. You're a member of the guard. I pay your tax or your salary.
God, you know what? All of you say that. God, I'm tired of hearing of this. All right. What does he look like? Ugly? Probably.
He's not the best looking boy, I guess.
Oh, man. That's your son, ma'am.
You said it.
You just said it. I was just asking. You verified.
You assumed.
Right.
I mean, you could see me.
I'm looking for one ugly 12-year-old boy.
I know. I'm not the most good-looking woman.
Oh, is she not?
She's fine.
Ma'am, I find you very attractive.
Oh, Rafina, this lady finds you very attractive.
Oh, I'm married. I'm sorry, ma'am.
That's not what I wanted. I was just trying to cheer you up.
Oh, thank you. You could help me find my boy.
Tell us a little bit about how you look, and don't listen to this man's town guard.
I'm the cop.
Editorials.
You're a group of trees.
Comments are not necessary.
I'm the cops.
COPSE, waka waka. Okay, tell us more about what he looks like.
He's for 12, he's a little on the short side. He has blonde hair, about shoulder length. He broke his nose when he was 5, so it's kind of wiggly. Squiggly.
Wiggly?
Kind of fluffly.
Wait, does he have a fake nose? What do you mean it's wiggly?
You can see it was broken. It's bent. It has
he has a bent
nose. Okay, it doesn't wiggle of its own free will.
No, he actually can't move it at all. It's broken and sort of stiff. The cartilage was, I think, damaged too.
Misleading. Okay,
I mean, it's going to be really damaged if he's under all that rubble. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a police officer. Just getting the details.
Who is he running
everyone.
With, ma'am?
His friends.
Has any of them been found?
I don't know. I haven't heard from anybody.
Oh.
Okay. We will keep an eye out because we're headed toward the dam. I hope.
Where should I go? I haven't been able to find any of you. Are you all guard? Why aren't you wearing...
I'm not a guard. I'm just tagging along.
Yeah. I don't know. They keep bothering me. They won't leave me alone.
She seems like a better guard than you are.
What?
In terms of community engagement and...
Community engagement? Gross. I'm here to beat people up.
Since when have cops engaged productively with the community?
This is a fantasy world, Adam!
Do we have a sense of what kind of, like, rescue efforts or kind of crisis management efforts have been underway since the collapse of the staircase?
Yeah.
Like, is there, like, a a building or a space that's been set up for like victims or for people looking for survivors?
We probably don't know it. Maybe Adam does, though. Maybe Roscoe knows.
Roscoe might.
They have free soup.
Yeah. Mustard soup, in fact.
Mustard soup. No, he adds the mustard.
If there was such a space, he would probably have pretended to be a victim of the Scareclaps just to get free soup.
That's amazing. Oh, my God.
So you all know,
okay,
you had seen it. Guys, I'd mentioned this on the podcast before, that you saw they were well underway of erecting at least a temporary.
Yeah, it was already pretty high.
Yeah, like surprisingly high.
Mm-hmm. Scaffolding. Like, or fake staircase.
It was hard to tell from the distance you were at, but whatever, if it was just scaffolding, if it was something that at least could be used, it was well up the side of the dam.
Okay.
And Roscoe, you're aware of that too. Otherwise, there hasn't really been like any kind of official. Yeah, you might have even expected. You maybe wandered by that way, Roscoe, to, you know, immorally take advantage of, you know, survivor and rescue efforts.
Listen, if someone's going to pretend that they need help, then they clearly do need help.
Yeah,
so
that's a true
point, Adam.
Goes to the same purpose.
Okay, sure.
Roscoe definitely needs help.
Roscoe's a victim. That's unmistakable. But yeah, you couldn't take anything that you needed because there was nothing to take. There were some people working on construction efforts, but that was about it.
He didn't even snag, like, a hammer.
There was no FEMA.
Hmm.
Yeah, you maybe could have picked up a hammer if you wanted. But it wasn't. They weren't being offered in a tent.
Free hammers to all victims of the staircase
collapse.
Thought
it was hamburger.
Anyone want a hamburger?
That's like you're from a different area, and you call hamburgers hammers, and somebody said free hammers. You're like, oh, I'm getting down on that. Hope they have mustard on them.
What the fuck?
And the hammers did have mustard on them, actually.
Nice.
So, were there any, like, visible, like, victims of the stair collapse?
Oh, totally.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, it is weird that Bear Toggle has just kind of been like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Roscoe's still just sitting there. And he's like, fucking Bear Toggle. Fucking world. You know, it pretends to matter. It pretends to care. But then it doesn't put its fucking money where its mouth is. What's the fucking point? Rudy, get ready. One day.
Can anyone hear Roscoe saying that?
Either nobody or everybody. It's up to Adam.
No.
You're also standing 2 feet from him, looking down at him. He stares up into the middle distance, which happens to be Bathwax's crotch.
Nice.
He hoists himself to his feet.
Mm-hmm. Crackle, snap, pop.
Crackle, snap, pop, mm-hmm. And he kind of stumbles a little bit. And he dusts himself off, and he sighs, and he walks over to this lady, and he says, "Look, lady, I'm sorry, your boy is missing, but the fact is, this gentleman here, his shift is just ending, all right? We were just about to throw him a birthday party after his shift. What we'll do, as the better angels of his nature, is make sure he writes up this report right now and submits it to his supervisors so that this gets taken care of immediately, if possible. But I'll also say this. Growing up, I spent time with like a group of performers, a traveling group of performers.
Like a troop?
And what?
Like a troop?
What?
Like a troop?
Well, these are performers, not the military.
Like a troop of troubadours?
No.
No?
It was a fucking circus.
Oh.
Why didn't you say so?
Well, anyway, whenever somebody wanted to get out of this circus, you know, our boss was kind of a prick, you know? And so whenever someone wanted to leave, what they would do is in the middle of the night, they would stage some kind of disaster.
Collapse of a dam.
The collapse or a fire or something affecting their wagon or their tent. So that they would be presumed dead when all they really wanted to do was run away in the night. And what I would like to suggest to you is...
I think I know what you're suggesting.
No,
I don't know if
it.
I appreciate it.
That's all right. No, I
guys,
think you
everybody,
like it,
I think
but...
you should know this. And she turns to the rest of you. He is suggesting that my 12-year-old boy collapsed the grand staircase in an effort to run away from me.
No,
me being the
I'm
circus
saying.
In this analogy.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying if I were a sexy 12-year-old with an ugly mom and some stairs collapsed.
All right, sir. I think I need to bring you in now. I don't know
didn't
about
you,
this.
Didn't you say you thought your kid was sexy?
No! Yeah. She described him as a sexy 12-year-old boy.
Oh, my fuckable Otis.
Maybe. Ugly. Ugly, sir, was the word she used. Ugly.
It isn't very close to the word sexy at all, but okay.
All I'm saying is maybe he took advantage of a collapse that happened outside of his control and decided, oh, this is my chance to move on to a better life.
I suppose that's less offensive.
A bit less. A bit less, yeah.
Well, you said you're going to keep an eye out for him? I don't want to take away from your end-of-shift birthday party.
I'll be right on it. I don't care about birthday parties. The job is my reward. It's like my birthday present. I love to go look for ugly children and collapse staircases. That is what my dream
has been.
His name
is Otis Meyer. Please find him.
Otis Meyer. Okay.
God, I wish I were an Otis Meyer wiener.
What?
I said I wish I was an Otis
I'm
Meyer.
I'm arresting you, sir.
What?
Get your Otis Meyer wiener away from the 12-year-old children, okay? Just shooing you away.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Okay. Yeah. No. I'm just saying no to the conversation. I don't even know what else to say. No. Yeah. We will be right on it. Yep. Have you seen any other guards at all in the past couple days? Because I've been looking
no,
for...
No, I haven't. I told you, you're the first one I found.
Backup. Okay.
That
think,
sounds like the other,
you know,
grading man said the same kind of thing. What's going on?
We've been just, there's nobody to.
Labor shortage.
There's a labor. Yeah, exactly. I'm strapped. I mean, I've been pulling like triple shifts. There's just nobody here.
It's like a whole day.
Yeah, it is.
I'm so sorry.
I'm about to go to sleep is really my birthday present. But no, I will search for your child,
Can
man.
Can I give you a little something to keep an eye
Depends
out, special
on
eye out
what
for
that
him?
Is. What does that mean? What,
and what, she starts rummaging through like a little coin purse. I'll give you what I have.
Yeah. Will hands his, puts his
oh,
hand
no.
out.
No.
All right.
Oh,
it's two silver and 12 copper.
Oh my God. Oh my God. This is atrocious. Will takes it. Terrible. Okay, well, this will go a long way into finding Otis. Believe
Otis
you me, Otis Meyer, the ugly 12-year-old. What was he wearing when last you saw him? I say as I count the coins in my hand. This is terrible. Terrible.
An undyed, rough-hewn tunic.
Oh.
And a pair of dark green breeches.
Okay.
What about the t-shirt we all got for the race? Was he wearing the t-shirt?
He wasn't in the race. Oh, no. He's only 12.
I thought he was running the race.
like in charge of it?
Wait a second. No! Was he?
No, he was just watching.
Oh, I thought he was participating.
Then how could he even be in the staircase? He's not
I don't know.
He might be up.
I'm not assuming he's dead.
Well, you seemed upset.
He could be or hurt.
All right, well, I'm going to take this money and go do a good job finding your son.
Thank you, sir. Badge number 9, right? I heard you say that to the other man.
Oh, yeah, I didn't finish. It's 937F.
Nine? She pulls out, like, the tiniest scrap of paper you've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
937F.
I love how I'm taking... You guys, I'm taking people's money, and none of you are stopping me, these poor people. That's like, I'm just so okay with... It's terrible.
We are definitely rolling our eyes.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.